My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. My I can attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an I can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining relationships. My I can attitude allows me to teach people something which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. My I can attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in complete and total wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group. My I can attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the five pillars, showing them what the future could look like, will create the awareness they require to advance. And finally, my I can attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment, I could face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over whatsoever. But I make better decisions with the one thing I do 100% control, and that is my I can attitude. I make up my mind right here, right now, to choose an I can attitude. The power of repetition, the power of memorization, the power of us making a decision to put on what I like to call a Philippians 2 verse 5, let this attitude be in you. To put on the right attitude will change our lives. And I am really excited to hear how your lives have been altered, impacted, changed during the last 12 weeks. It's actually been about 16 weeks, because we had a couple of holidays right sandwiched in the middle there. So when you're ready to share, and not before, when you're ready to share, hit star 6. This is our final farewell call of this group. And if you choose to ante up and re-up again, we'd love to have you. I spent quite a bit of time on the phone today, not begging, but inviting people, some really, really high caliber people, to jump on the next session, March 5th, 2 weeks from tonight, and blast into this thing. So, how was your life impacted in the last 12 to 16 weeks from these 10 lessons that Marty Jeffries, William Todd, and Michael DiMuccio taught us?
Vance, I'll go. It's Norma.
Go ahead, Norma.
All right. Mine was pretty chopped up because I've been trying to juggle things to make it all work. But I felt like my I can attitude has allowed me to mature, to focus with a forward stride, listening to my customers and their needs, plus the necessity to follow up with my NECAN business for success.
That's pretty cut and clear. I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you for being Johnny on the spot, or Jenny on the spot, and taking the lead. Who's next?
Jenny's not a nice word, you know.
I knew you were going to respond that way. Oh, goodness.
Vance, this is Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
Thank you for conducting this course. You'll probably never know what a complete impact this has had on all of us and the others that we influence in and out of our business and you can in our lives. And I would say it's helped me to choose the best, not the good, in different situations in my life, not to waste time with negative people. And in business, I listened, but in life, I'm listening more to people and getting more confident and bolder when I'm speaking to people.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
Star 6, when you're ready to share.
Oh, it's quite awesome.
Yeah. Janice? Go ahead, Janice.
Yeah. This I-10 session helped me stay in the loop, even though my health was compromised throughout this time. And, you know, reminded me that I could still get on the phone and call people, and I could still stay in the business, and orders were up, and my positive attitude was up, because I could still hang out with you all, and that was huge for me. And I loved the three P's, although I didn't remember what they all meant. The one I especially remember was things aren't permanent. I know they're not pervasive. I just can't remember what the other one was. My
personal,
yes. Yes, that's a big one. Personal, pervasive, and permanent. And I feel like I continue to grow as a person in my internal integrity, being more and more of a woman of my word as I go along, and I the discipline and the wisdom for that to me comes from this program. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Janice. Thank you for sticking with us.
Pleasure is mine.
Hi, Marty. I'm Marty. Who's on the line? Vance, this is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I can't get my name straight today.
No, I would take that as a compliment. Trust me.
Okay, I've been listening to them a lot, and I can't thank you enough. I've been through this course a lot, and the bottom line, it just I just can't thank you, because has kept me in a positive mode so I can continue with Nikan and continue with my life. It's very negative, taking care of my husband. He's doing better, but I-10 makes me go forward every day, and I so enjoy it, and I can't wait to start again. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That brought a tear to my eye. Thank you.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Hey, Vance, it's Ann.
I thought that was Ann. Go ahead.
I've been traveling the past few weeks, and I've called upon my I-10 attitude in numerous personal situations, but also situations that are connected with Nikan, especially the it's not permanent. One of my friends who I traveled with understands me again, understands my passion about it, but has just embraced some of the technologies, but is not into the whole scene. And I think that the I-10 program actually is connected with the law of attraction, because if you feel very confident about what we're doing, if we feel confident about what we're doing with Nikan, people will become attracted to us, and the more our confidence grows and builds through the ICANN program, the more people will see our confidence. And bottom line is this person asked me for more information and purchased the Kenko ground, and it just blew my mind, because I thought that she was very negative about it. So that was one little aside. The more confidence we get and we we attain through doing the ICANN program, the more we're able to attract people to us. I've kind of made this connection between the two. Last night I had a situation where I met a new person socially, and normally I would jump on them the first opportunity that I'd have explaining ICANN, and I just wanted to make a friend first and listen to their needs because I want her to be a customer first, and I didn't throw up on her with ICANN. I actually laid back and listened to what her needs were. And, I mean, it's our business to do that, to be customer-centric, even before they're customers. So I learned so much each time I've been through this, and thank you so much for facilitating it and for keeping us on track and just giving your time out of the goodness of your heart to help us focus on what we really need to spread this great word.
Thank you, Anne. The pleasure is truly all mine. Elaine? Ira?
Hello, Vance.
Go ahead.
Do I hear Elaine?
I think that's Elaine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Elaine. This ICANN attitude has just hidden me so much into just listening more and just being there for the people. Instead of, like Annie said, jumping all over people, and it's amazing how much better it gets when you just slow down and have fun with it. And I don't do negative. You know, it's been a big thing for me too. I had some health challenges coming back from Salt Lake City, and I couldn't talk much and I couldn't do much, but you know what? I was on the text, I was on emails, I was doing things even though I couldn't talk. So I was focused, I was sharing with people, I was listening to people whenever I could. Not saying much, but just being there for people, and it has made such a difference for me, and I thank you. And this team of people, with their comments and their love and support, it's just been amazing, and I thank you all.
And Elaine, I was hoping you were going to use that one word, this team of people, because one of the highlights for me being in Layton, Utah, was watching you get introduced to people that you've spent the last, 12, you know, however many weeks on the phone with. And the look on your face when you'd say things like, oh, you're fill in the blank. And that was such a treat for me to be, you know, a small part, a small catalyst of that. And just simply say, oh, yeah, you know this person. This is so-and-so. And you watch your face light up. That was such a treat. So thank you, Elaine, for being part
of the
group.
You're welcome. It was great going to dinner with you, and Anne was there, and we just had a good time. You know, it was just getting to know each other. We hear our voices. We get to know people, but then we finally get to meet them and see the joy in their face and the happiness that ICANN has brought to them. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, I think Hattie Jane, you're up.
All right. I saw unmuted, right? Yep.
Yes, you're good to go.
Hello. Thank you, sir. And I really want to thank you for your time and dedication to us and to Megan, because it has really been a major source of growth and support. Thank you. When I came back from the second convention, my body continued to beat me up, and that really was a strange reality. And without your support in the ICANN, I could have gotten extremely depressed. And so it was difficult, but coming through the other side, and I really appreciate the thought. Sorry, the car just stopped. It's going to be I'm sorry, I'm driving. I'm going to an intersection, and the car fall down. I can get there.
Oh my goodness, Hattie Jane, it wouldn't be the same without you. It just would not be the same.
I'll be there next time. I've got
oh,
a long
wonderful.
Thank you, Van.
Thank you, Hattie Jane. All right. I think, Kyra, unless I've missed somebody here.
Can you hear me, Dan?
Go ahead, Kyra.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to review notes or anything to really look to see what I got. So what I'm present to in the moment, what I got is when I got off work and came home, I got home 4:45. And here it's 9:23, and what I got out of ICANN Attitude course, that's because I've been continuing over a year, I think, now, Vance, about that, but that I was on the phone the whole time since I've been off work, working weekend, placing orders, talking to people, calling the company, and I just had 2 minutes to get on this call, and that's what I've gotten out of the ICANN Attitude. Is to go from just me, myself, and I, me placing orders for myself, to now I have people under me that are excited, they're working, I'm training them how to place orders, how to place auto ship orders. The phone rang all day yesterday. My brother that you did a three-way with, Vance, I think back in June, is going to the convention in December, and having people enrolled and listening and learning as I'm listening and learning. So, Julia, my friend, she can't be on every call, but she's on the call this evening, and Danny for enrolling at least 10 people there to be on the next ICANN Attitude call. Because if Carol John had not shared this with me, I wouldn't have even known that this ICANN Attitude class existed. I never heard of it. And it's made a big difference for me. Someone mentioned the 3 P's earlier. That has helped me. And also the one about giving up the right. Can't remember exactly how that goes, Vance. But we give up the right, I think, to not make the customer wrong.
Give up the right to be offended.
Oh, yes. That's a big one for me. In this course, I had a very dear friend from high school who got really upset with me about Neekin and the Neekin products, and I didn't have a clue, you know, what I said or did that made her so upset. But in the process of this course, I said I was able to get past it a little quicker rather than wallow in it and all of that. It's still processing it. But a whole different attitude about it, I can see in myself, a shift in me. And what I say that the breakdown or the upset contributed to me after I was able to move through it and past it was I got more courage to be straight, more straight with people now. And I'm speaking in a way that I'm giving people more room and, I say, more freedom to say no to me. So it's making a big difference in how I'm talking with people, communicating with people. You know, now with texting, I'm not texting people haphazardly. You know, just here's some information. Get on this call if you can. I'm not doing that. I'm actually texting and saying, are you available? If I don't hear back from them, I'm not texting them the information. Just hop on the call. And so what I've experienced, people that text me back and say, yes, I'm up. I'm available. Yes, I want to get on the call. Send me the number. Then I know those people really want to be on the call. And the amount of call people on the calls, for example, Saturday, my team call with Jack and Karen, the last 2 weeks I've had 8 people, 6 people when we, you know, we're in the top 10. I wanted everybody on that, on my team to be on the call. And so out of this momentum and I can attitude with myself, spreading to my team, spreading to my customers, and my brother's renting a van to, and he said it'll hold 16 people. So I say we're going to San Diego. And it's just amazing. I say all out of I can attitude. It starts with me. I think there was a saying, if it's to be, it's up to me, something like that. It starts with me, the transformation, the training, the development, the learning. And so as I continue to learn, I think Dave says reach three to teach three. And that's the process. That's the course I'm on. I'm not about moving fast, you know, just to try to get somewhere fast, but building a firm foundation. If I really work with three people really, train three people really to do what I know to do and learn as we go along together, they'll be able to teach three and we can build that firm foundation. So I can attitude has just made a big difference for me in New Jersey. And I'm connected now to all of you. I love it.
The word that comes to mind for you, Tyra, is ginormous. And with that, I don't know if I want to refer to the best for last, because I know there's other people who probably jumped on the line, and there's no such thing as the best in this group, but Leighton was also a big treat for me because of this individual, and I'm hoping she's still on the line, from Gary, Indiana, Miss Pat Kelly.
I'm
so
still
Pat,
here.
Can you hit star six, and the floor is yours. Everybody else should be muted back out.
Well, thank you. I tell you what, if it weren't for the ICANN Institute, I don't know that I ever would have gone to Utah. It wasn't even in my thought and thinking process at all until you said, do you want a room with Mary Van Hoy? And I said, holy smokes, of course I would. And suddenly I was going. And I'm so glad that I did, because it really, really touched me. I thought, whoa, we're in the right spot. Wow. So
Pat, looking back over the last 12, 16 weeks, however long it took us to get through this session, what jumps out to you?
I think basically that I can, because it's been easy to say I can't. And so now when those kinds of things come up, then I just keep moving through it. Like, somehow it'll work out. So I wish I had more salient points like the other folks did, but that's about as much as I can do right now. I've been talking since I got home, so anyway.
No, that's exactly what Cameron Taylor said in his household with his kids. There's no such thing as I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And we can. We really can. We don't have to do negative. We don't have to jump on those trains. All right. I don't know if I've missed anybody else. Tukey, Sandy. Star 6, the line is muted. So if you're talking... You know, for me, this last 12 weeks has been, the two words that come to mind are trust and then also humility. And trust, what I mean by that is trust the process. Marty is an amazing teacher of the basics, the simplicity of the process and how it works. When we daily do what we need to do and grab hold of a proper, and I would even go as far as say a biblical attitude, one that our Creator would want us to have. And when we run with that and we trust it, providence moves and things change dramatically. Always, whether it's in any one of the five pillars, if we'll trust the process. And that second word, humility, was going through this course again and knowing where we were as a family, where I was 2.5 years ago, it was just so incredibly humbling to see how much has changed. And sitting down with a customer last week as I shared with her about the event in Layton and having a global president like Luis Kusuga, she said, "Vanta, how do you do that?" I said, "Do what?" She said, "How do you... That must be really humbling to be able to be in your position and yet nobody here in our own backyard knows." And I went, "Well, that's the beauty of it." Because I get to spread the word of Nikan. It's a humbling process to be able to have this gift, to have this seed. So that was my experience, and I owe so much to all of you, and even the ones that aren't with us this evening, because the conversations, the watching and being part of your growth, that's the real humbling part of it. That's the joy.
That's the joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is Janice again, and I just I want to do a shout out. I've watched because I know you just love to talk, and you have really disciplined yourself on that, listening, and so you're really showing your own growth and leading the way. So I give you a shiny star.
Well, thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
You're like that, I wish I could remember her name. I've referred to her more the last few months than any time ever, but it was a gal that did an after-school little Bible club. I don't even know what it was, but I was either in third or fourth grade. And every week, whatever the designated day was, whether it was Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I don't remember when it was. But Janice, you are the epitome of that gal, because of this gal, she changed my life early on. And because of what she saw in me, I actually got to go to camp. It was my first ever camp. I think it was my first ever camp experience, because she challenged me, and it all had to do with memorization. And that's why you always hear me talk about the power of memorization, especially this ICANN mantra. It is so incredibly powerful.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, gang, look at that. It is 6:35 out on the West Coast. We will see some of you in 2 weeks. Please text me individually, not to a group, or pop me an email. A text is better. And just let me know if you want to ante up, and or let me know if you've got somebody that you'd like me to reach out to and give me their phone number or their cell or something. And I would be honored to contact them on your behalf and invite them to join us. And we'll go over all the protocols, all the housekeeping stuff on March the 5th, on that first call on Tuesday night, and I'll do my darndest to make sure we cover all the stuff that so it's a very fluid experience. And I encourage you, as several have done in the past, it doesn't have to be a Nikan person that you invite to join you. It can be anybody that you think would benefit from the ICANN Attitude course. And it would just be a lot of fun. So on that note, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and the top of my heart and the middle of my heart. So it's all represented. So I look forward to chatting with some of you in 2 weeks if you do Annie up again. And if not, thank you, because you changed my life this last 16 weeks.
Vance?
Thank you, Vance.
Thank you,
yes.
Vance. Thank you, Vance. This is Delia, y'all. Can I say something like 2 seconds?
You can, Delia.
Thank you, Vance, and the rest of the team, and I'd like to acknowledge everyone that's continued to be on this amazing call. And I've been absent due to some wellness issues, and Tyra has kept me in the loop, and she piped me in when I'm have one eye open and one eye closed, but I've gotten so much out of the conversations and listening, and I just wanted to thank you as our leader and the rest of the gang that's on the call, and to acknowledge Tyra for her tireless support for not only me, but for the rest of our team as well. So thank you.
Well, I'll send the gratitude right back to you, Delia, because it's a pleasure to hear your voice this evening. So, good night, everybody.